You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Up now, KMUW editorial commentator Richard Krausen plays a little loose with the truth.
I'll never forget the evening I performed Chopin's Etude in G-sharp minor, Opus 25, on a $75,000 banjo gifted to me by Earl Scruggs himself. My concert was a command performance for the Queen of England during one of 26 standing ovations. It was announced that I had won the Pulitzer Prize for editorial cartooning. I'd drawn a cartoon that anticipated the calamity of global climate change, resulting in multinational actions, which completely ended the climate damage and pretty much save the world. I was emotionally overcome, not so much by the news as by the Queen's celebratory response. She had attached a tiny wooden keg like the ones on St. Bernard's around the neck of one of her little Welsh corgis and sent it down the aisle to deliver to me a refreshing drink of Chateau Lafite 1787, which sells for $156,450. If you find yourself suspecting I've told a few untruths in this accounting, well, yeah, I have. 14 lies, to be exact. The Washington Post has tallied 4,229 untruths during Trump's first year and a half, or about 7.5 per day. Today being Wednesday, let me see if I can add enough lies to get over hump day. Here goes. North Korea is denuclearizing. The tariffs are working. All Puerto Rico needed was paper towels. Collusion is not wrong. The only real news comes from Fox. Trump is not Vladimir's puppet. When you're a star, they let you do it. Oh, and America is made great again. Woohoo, 23 lies, all in 3 days' worth of work for me and the press. For KMUW, I'm Pulitzer Prize-winning BFF to the Queen, Pinocchio Krausen.